بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the televised speech delivered on March 1st, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Mab'ath. One thing about Ba'atha is that it achieved something that seemed impossible. This prophetic experience can be repeated throughout history. This experience happened to the Iranian nation. We were really in the middle of the arena, and we were aware of the development. If any of us had been told that such a thing was possible, we would not have believed it. But it happened. The revolution liberated the Iranian nation from lethargy, and it set the people to motion. Not only did the revolution show its greatness to the world, but it also rendered the Iranian nation great and made the world see the greatness of Islamic Iran. This is the first point. If we move in the line of Ba'atha, we will make impossibilities possible, and we will be able to attain goals that seem unattainable. The next point about the Holy Prophet's Ba'atha, greetings be upon him and his household, is that there are some people who believe that religion is separate from politics.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They consider religion as completely separate from life, politics and government. There are many individuals who work to that end. There were such individuals in the past as well. But their efforts were counteracted with the revolutionary movement. In the present time, however, one sees that some people have resumed whispering such ideas with their words and writings. Contrary to the opinion of such people, the peak of the prophetic movement was establishment of government. It was the Holy Prophet himself who laid the groundwork for that. He spoke with the chiefs of Medina who had heard about Islam and who had come to see what it was about. He reached an agreement with them and the great personalities of Yathrib. At that time, Medina was called Yathrib. Prepared the ground for that. Then the Holy Prophet began his astonishing migration to that city, followed by other Muslims. Little by little, the immigrants arrived in that city. Before the migration, the Holy Prophet sent an emissary to Yathrib.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.